Greetings and welcome to the session on multiplication ministry.
Belajar sumbing karena sesi ayana ngenaan nikelken.
My name is Reverend Baron Gilfillan and I'm coming to you as the one who God has used to bring together this vision for the international curriculum.
Abi Baron Gilfillan abi datang ka sadarek salaku salah saurang anu geus dipake Gusti pikeun kurikulum internasional.
In this session I want to share with you what is the vision that is behind the international curriculum and why we are producing this tool for you?
Dina sesi nu abdi hoyong ngabagikeun ka saderek naon visi kurikulum internasional sarta kunaon abdi ngahasilkeun sarana pikeun saderek.
And to do that I want to go to the word of God and to share with you some principles which God showed me from his word concerning the international curriculum.
Dikeneta abdi ningal pangandika Gusti sarta ngabagikeun sababaraha prinsip anu dituduhkeun Gusti patali sareng kurikulum internasional.
From the very beginning of time God has spoken to man about the growing of his kingdom.
Dimimiti Gusti parantos nyarios ka manusia ngeunaan ngembangkeun kerajaanana.
In Genesis 1 verses 28, the very first commandment which the Lord gave to Adam and Eve was to be fruitful and to multiply.
Kejadian 1 ayat 28, parentah ka hiji anu dipasikeun ka Adam jeung Hawa nyaeta masing baranahan.
The international curriculum has been created as a tool to help you and your nation to multiply the body of Christ.
Kurikulum internasional geus diciptakeun salaku sarana pikeun nulungan saderek sareng bangsa supaya salira Kristus nikel.
I want us to start in Genesis 1 verses 28 and I just want to refer to that first scripture.
Pramimiti kajaran hiji ayat 28 abdi hayang ngaitkeun jeung pangandika Gusti.
God blessed them in Genesis 1 verse 28 we read, and God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
Gusti ngaberkahan maranehna dina kejadian hiji ayat 28 urang maca, Allah ngaberkahan maranehna lajeng Allah ngadawuh ka maranehna masing anak incuan serta baranahan pinuhan dunya.
God's first command was that we as man should multiply and replenish the earth.
Parentah Gusti anu kahiji nyaeta urang salaku manusia kudu baranahan sarta minuhan dunya.
It was to be man's job to multiply.
Eta tugas manusia pikeun nikelkeun.
But then as we go through the book of Genesis, we see that a powerful word came from God to Abraham.
Aing salajengna sawatara urang nulikeun dina kitab Kejadian, urang ningal yen kecap anu kawasa dongkap ti Gusti ka Ibrahim.
In Genesis 22 verse 17.
Dina Kejadian 22 ayat 17.
We have the wonderful story there of how Abraham offered his son Isaac upon the altar and God spoke a tremendous promise to Abraham.
Urang ningal kisah anu nakjubkeun di dieu ngeunaan kumaha Ibrahim ngapersembahkeun putrana Isak di luhureun Mesbah sarta Gusti ngucapkeun janji anu luar biasa ka Ibrahim.
In verse 17 of Genesis 22 we read.
Dina ayat 17 dina Kejadian 22 urang maca,
God is speaking and he says, in blessing I will bless you and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars in the heaven.
Tinyario saurna kami baris ngaberkahan maneh serta katurunan maneh kawas bintang di langit.
In Genesis 1, God said to man, you multiply.
Dina Kejadian pasal 1, Gusti nyarios ka manusia masing baranahan.
In Genesis 22, God says, I will multiply your seed as the stars in the heaven.
Kejadian 22, saur Gusti, kami beres nyieun katurunan maneh loba seperti bintang di langit.
God promised to Abraham to multiply his seed.
Gusti janji ka Ibrahim pikeun nikahkeun katurunanna.
And the seed of Abraham is the church.
Sarta turunan Ibrahim teh gereja.
And I began to look at the body of Christ around the world.
Sarta abdi ningal ka salira Kristus di salam dunya.
And I said, God, you promised to multiply us. Why are we growing by addition?
Abdi nyaris ka Gusti, anjeun parantos janji pikeun nikelkeun kunaon tumuwuh kunambahan.
And God took me to His Word to begin to look into His Word concerning things that God will multiply.
Kusinya andak apika pangadikana pikeun ningal pangadikana patalijeng perkara anu baris ditikelkeun ku Gusti.
We're going to look at some of those things. We're going to look at five areas that God has promised in His Word that He will multiply.
Urang baris ningal perkara eta, urang ningal dina lima wilayah anu geus dicanjikeun ku Gusti. Dina pangadikana pikeun nikel.
And if we as leaders in the nations, if we understand these five things, we will move the whole body of Christ into multiplication growth.
Lamun urang salaku pamimpin di bangsa-bangsa, lamun urang paham kana lima perkara ieu baris ngagerakeun sakabeh salira Kristus dina tumuwuh nikel.
These are the secrets of the building of the kingdom of God.
Aya rahasia dina ngawangun kerajaan Allah.
And when you understand these principles, then you will understand why the international curriculum will be such a powerful tool for you to use.
Patos urang paham prinsip-prinsip ieu, urang baris ngarti kunaon kurikulum internasional janten sarana anu sakitu kawasa pikeun dianggo ku saderek.
The first area that God has promised to multiply is His Word.
Wilayah kahiji anu geus dijanjikeun Gusti pikeun nikel dina pangadikana.
In Matthew chapter 13, we read about the parable of the sower.
Matius 13 urang maca ngeunaan misil nu tebar.
In all the areas that God promises to multiply, man must do his part.
Dina sadaya wilayah anu dijanjikeun Gusti pikeun nikel, urang kudu ngalakukeunana.
And in the parable of the sower, we read how a sower went out to sow.
Dina misil ieu, urang maca kumaha tukang tebar angkat kaluar pikeun tebar.
And we read about the sowing of God's word into the hearts of people.
Urang maca ngeunaan tebar pangadeka Gusti dina hate urang.
And in Matthew chapter 13 verses 23, we read the following.
Matius 13 ayat 23, urang maca kieu unggalna.
It says, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit, bringing forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Anu ditebar dina tanah anu subur, ngagambarkeun jalma anu geus ngadenge dahuan teh. Bari jeung bisa ngahartikeunana, kusabab eta binih dahuan teh nepi ka bubuah. Buahna aya nu 100 tikeleun, aya nu 60 tikel, sarta aya oge nu 30 tikel lobana.
The church's job is to sow the word of God.
Tugas gereja nyaeta tebar pangadika Gusti.
If we sow the word of God and we water it with our prayers, God will multiply the word that lands on people's hearts.
Lamun urang tebar pangadika Gusti sarta urang nyiram ku doa-doa urang, Gusti baris nikelkeun pangadika anu urang dina hate jalma.
One seed can produce a 100-fold return, which is a 10,000% multiplication of the original seed.
Hiji bini bisa ngahasilkeun 100 kali nyaeta 1000% nikel tina bini mimiti.
And God has called us as the church to sow His word. He will not multiply His word if we will not sow it.
Gusti ngaku bae urang salaku gereja pikeun tebar pangadikana. Mantana moal nikelkeun Lamun urang tetebar.
We must increase the seed. We must increase the sowing. We must proliferate His word throughout the world, and then God has promised to multiply it when it lands in the hearts of people.
Urang kudu ningkatkeun binih, urang kudu leuwih loba tebar, kudu nikelkeun pangadikana di sakuliah dunya, Gusti janji nikelkeun waktu mulak dina hati manusia.
But then we see that there's another powerful multiplication process that happens as God's word is sown.
Urang ningal aya proses nikel anu kawasa sejena anu kajadian sawatara pangandika ditebar.
In Acts chapter 6 we read the following.
Ya Rasul Rasul genep urang maca kieu.
Acts chapter 6 and verse 7.
Rasul-rasul genep ayat 7.
The scripture says, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Pangandika Allah beki sumebar, bilangan murid beki loba, malah loba panghulu anu tumut kana kapercayaan jamaah.
As the word of God is being sown into the nations, as it's sown and we commit ourselves as the body to teach and to preach and to sow God's word, God will multiply disciples.
Sawatara pangandika Gusti disebarkeun ka bangsa-bangsa, waktu ditebar sarta urang nyerahkeun diri urang salaku badan pikeun ngawulang khotbah sarta tebar pangandika Gusti, Gusti baris nyikelkeun murid-murid.
Disciples are those people who are obedient to the faith.
Murid-murid teh jalma anu taat ka iman.
And disciples, I want to speak to leaders who are out there in the nations. Disciples are people who have the character of Jesus Christ.
Murid anu diucapkeun ku abdi ka para pamimpin nyaeta marehna anu aya di bangsa-bangsa. Muridnya eta jalma anu boga karakter Yesus Kristus.
To just say the sinner's prayer will not make you a disciple. To become obedient to the faith of God's word will make you a disciple.
Doa tobat jalma dosa teu langsung ngajadikeun saderek saurang murid. Ku taat ka iman pangadeg Gusti baris ngajadikeun saderek saurang murid.
As leaders we must commit ourselves to disciple people as Jesus himself discipled the 11 that he had on the earth.
Salaku pamimpin urang kudu ngabdikeun diri urang pikeun ngamuridkeun jalma saperti Yesus ngamuridkeun 11 urang di dunya.
As we make disciples through the sowing of God's word into the lives of people, God will multiply disciples.
Nalika urang ngajadikeun murid, mimiti tebar pangandika Gusti ka hirup maranehna Gusti nikelkeun murid-murid.
These will be people who will be obedient to the word of God.
Jalma-jalma ieu baris taat kana pangandika Gusti.
Then we have a third area that God has promised to multiply.
Urang kaduh wilayah katilu anu geus dijanjikeun Gusti pikeun nikelkeun.
God will multiply his word and he will multiply disciples, but God will also multiply leaders.
Gusti baris nikelkeun pangandikana sarta mantena baris nikelkeun murid-murid, nanging Gusti baris nikelkeun para pamimpin oge.
Leaders are those who know how to build the kingdom of God.
Para pamimpin anu terang kumaha ngawangun kerajaan Allah.
And in Matthew chapter 13, we read about the preparation of leaders, the preparation of good seeds.
Dina Matius 13, orang maca ngenaan persiapan para pamimpin, persiapan pamimpin anu hade.
Matthew 13, verse 37, we read the story of the parable of the tares.
Matius 13, ayat 37, orang maca ngenaan misil ilalang.
And the tares are different from the parable of the sower because the seed is different.
Ilalang beda ti misil nu tebar lantaran binihna teu sarua.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 37, we're just going to read the section which talks about the multiplication of leaders.
Matius 13 ayat 37, urang maca bagian ieu anu nyaritakeun ngeunaan nikelkeun pamimpin.
Jesus answered and said unto them, He that sows the good seed is the son of the is the son of man.
Yesus ngadawuh kieu, jalma anu nyebarkeun bini anu hade teh nya eta putra manusia.
In the parable of the sower, we are the sowers. In the parable of the tares, the son of man is the sower.
Dina misil tebar, urang teh nu tebar. Dina misil ilalang, putra manusia anu tebar.
And in verse 38, it says the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Ayat 38, ari minang kataheuna teh nyaeta dunya, nu disebut bini nu hade teh nyaeta para ahli waris kerajaan.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The good seed are people.
Bini nu hade nyaeta ahli waris, bini anu hade nyaeta urang.
Many people have been saying, Lord, send laborers into the harvest field.
Terjalmi niarios, Gusti kirim adi pagawe pikeun dibuat.
I don't like that prayer too much because we expect somebody else to prepare those leaders to be sent out, or those laborers.
Abi tepati resep kana doa eta, lantaran urang harepkeun jalma sejen pikeun nyiapkan pamimpin supaya diutus pikeun jadi pagawe.
As leaders in the body of Christ, we should be preparing good seeds. And then we say, Lord, these good seeds that I have prepared, these laborers, Lord, send these laborers into your harvest field.
Selaku pemimpin di salira Kristus, urang kudu nyiapkeun binih anu hade sarta urang nyarita, Gusti, binih anu hade anu tos abdi siapkeun, utus para pagawe ieu ka tempat dibuatkeun.
Jesus spent his earthly ministry preparing 11 good seeds that he could send forth into the harvest fields of the world.
Yesus ngarengsekeun pelayananna di dunya pikeun nyiapkeun 11 pinih anu hade anu tiasa diutus ka huma pibuatkeun.
Many pastors and leaders, they don't prepare good seeds. They just send them off to a Bible school to go and get training to be good seeds.
Loba gembala serta pamimpin maranehna teu nyiapkeun binih anu hade, maranehna ngan ngutus maranehna ka hiji sakola Alkitab serta menang pelatihan pikeun jadi binih anu hade.
God is calling every pastor, every leader. You are to prepare good seeds for Jesus to send forth from your local churches into the harvest fields.
Kudu ngagupe unggal gembala, unggal pamimpin, sadere kudu nyiapkeun binih anu hade kanggo Yesus pikeun diutus ti gereja lokal sadere ka huma pibuatan.
If we want God to multiply the word, we must sow the word and prepare the seed.
Lamun urang hayang Gusti nikelkeun pangadika, urang kudu tebar pangadika sarta nyiapkeun bini.
If we want God to multiply disciples, we must commit ourselves to disciple and prepare the character of people to be disciples and to be obedient.
Lamun urang hayang Gusti nikelkeun murid-murid urang, kudu ngabdikeun diri pikeun ngamuridkeun sarta sayaki karakter urang supaya jadi murid sarta taat karena iman.
If we want to see God multiply leaders and Jesus to sow people into the harvest fields, we as the church must prepare the good seed.
Lamun urang hayang ningal Gusti nikelkeun pemimpin serta Yesus pikeun tebar jelma di huma pibuatan, urang salaku gereja kudu nyiapkeun bini anu hade pikeun mantena supaya dibuat.
And if Jesus takes a seed that you've prepared and sows it into the harvest fields, don't you believe that there's going to be multiplication of that seed?
Namun Yesus nyandak pilih anu tos disiapkan saderek serta tebarna di huma pibuatan. Nah saderek percaya yang beris kajadian nikel tina pinih eta.
And so we have multiplication of the word, multiplication of discipleship, and multiplication of leadership.
Orang boga nikelkeun pangandika, nikelkeun pamuridan, serta nikelkeun kapamimpinan.
If the church does its part, God will multiply all of those three things.
Lamun gereja ngalakukeun bagianana, Gusti baris nikelkeun katilu hal ieu.
The fourth area of multiplication is not so easy.
Wilayah kaopat teh teu babari.
We read about the multiplication of anointing.
Urang maca ngeunaan nikelkeun urapan.
God has placed anointings on the earth.
Gusti tos nempatkeun urapan di luhureun bumi.
And Paul said to his churches, he says, I long to come to you to impart a spiritual gift.
Paulus nyarios ka gereja-gereja saurna, sebab simkuring hayang nempo maraneh pikeun mere kurnia rohani kamarane.
There was an anointing on Paul which he wanted to multiply into the lives of believers.
Aya urapan ka Paulus anu hayang ditikelkeun dina hirup urang percaya.
We read about Moses and how Moses had a very difficult time dealing with the problems of the children of Israel in the wilderness.
Urang maca ngeunaan Musa sarta kumaha Musa ngalaman waktu nu susah patali jeung masalah di payuneun umat Israel di gurun Kesit.
Finally Moses said, God kill me, I can't handle the people.
Akhirna Musa nyarios, Gusti candak nyawa abdi, abdi teu tiasa nanganan umat ieu.
Many of you pastors and leaders that are out there, you may sometimes feel like the work is too great for you.
Dari antawi saderek para gembala serta pemimpin anu aya di luar ngarasa yen pagawean eta gede pisan.
And in Numbers chapter 11, we read the solution which God gave to Moses.
Dina Bilangan pasal 11 urang maca jalan kaluar anu dipasikeun Gusti ka Musa.
In verse 16, the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you.
Timaran Pangeran ka Musa, kami ngumpulkeun jalma 70 orang anu pantas ajenanen, anu pantas jaradi pangurus, sina kadarieu ka kemah kami, jaronghokkeun bareng kumaneh.
And then the Lord says, then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you. I will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone.
Engke kami lungsur ngadika ka maneh jeung nyandak sabagian pangawas kami anu di maneh baris diancikeun ka maraneh engke maraneh sina ngabantu ngasuh eta jalma-jalma supaya ulah sagala rupa ditangkes ku maneh sorangan.
There was a 7,000% multiplication of the anointing of Moses.
Aya 7,000% nikel ti urapan Musa.
As you sit under the teaching of these great men of God that are teaching on the curriculum, there is a multiplication of their anointing into your lives.
Sawetara sadek aya ngadangukeun pangajaran jalma-jalma anu luar biasa ti Gusti anu ngajarkeun ngeunaan kurikulum aya nu nikelkeun urapan manehna dina hirup saderek.
Each person didn't get 1/70th. They each got, it says, the same anointing that was upon Moses was put upon them.
Jalma-jalma teu menang 70% masing-masing menang sarua anu diucapkeun urapan anu sarua anu aya di luhureun Musa pikeun disimpen di luhureun maranehna.
God is a God of multiplication.
Gusti teh Gusti nu nikelkeun.
And Jesus could take the bread and the fish and he could feed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 3 fish.
Yesus tiasa nyandak roti sareng lauk sarta mantena tiasa masihan 5,000 jalma ngan ku 5 roti sareng 2 lauk.
And God wants to multiply the anointings that he's given to his servants throughout the world as we commit to impart those anointings
Gusti,
to others.
Hayang nikelkeun urapan anu geus dipasikeun ka badek-badekana di salam dunya waktu urang ngabdikeun diri urang pikeun urapan ieu ka jalma sejen.
And so we have multiplication of his word, multiplication of discipleship, multiplication of leadership, and multiplication of anointing.
Urang terang nikelkeun pangandikana pamuritan, kapamimpin, serta urapan.
Out of these four comes the very heart of the curriculum, which is the multiplication of churches.
Tina kaopat anu pangdeketna dina hate abdi ngeunaan kurikulum ieu nyaeta nikelkeun gareja.
God has called churches to reproduce after their kind and to multiply.
Gusti pantas ngagupe gereja pikeun ngasilkeun sasuai jeung jenisna sarta nikel.
And the curriculum is designed to help every pastor to raise up the good seeds, to raise up fivefold ministry gifts, and to multiply the church.
Kurikulum ieu dirancang pikeunulungan unggal gembala, ngagugahkeun binih anu hade, kurnia lima jawatan, sarta nikelkeun gareja.
The curriculum is designed to one to multiply God's word of the great speakers that are speaking on this curriculum.
Kurikulum ieu dirancang pikeun nikelkeun pangandika Gusti ti nu nyarita nu kakoncara nu ngabahas ngeunaan kurikulum ieu.
It's a tool that you can use to multiply disciples, to impart God's word and make disciples obedient to the faith.
Ieu teh sarana anu tiasa sadayak gunakeun pikeun nikelkeun pangandika Gusti sarta ngadamel murid taat ka iman.
It's designed for a pastor to begin to raise up good seeds and to raise up leaders and fivefold ministry gifts inside his local church.
Ia dirancang salaku seorang gembala supaya mimiti ngagugahkeun binih anu hade serta ngahudangkeun pamimpin serta kurnia lima jawatan dina gereja lokal.
We've purposely used some of the greatest anointings on the face of the earth for evangelism, for prayer, for worship. Those anointings of great men and women of God are on the curriculum.
Abdi geus hasil ngagunakeun sababaraha urapan panggedena di bumi pikeun penginjilan, doa, penyembahan. Urapan eta di ti awewe sarta lalaki Allah dina kurikulum.
As these anointings are imparted into your lives, there will be a multiplication of those anointings for evangelism and prayer and worship and other areas of ministry into your lives.
Sawatara urapan ieu dipasihkeun ka hirup saderek, geus kajadian nikelkeun ti urapan eta pikeun penginjilan, doa sarta penyembahan sarta wilayah ti pelayanan dina hirup saderek.
But most importantly, as you go through the curriculum, you will be learning how to plant churches, how your local church can become a center which can reproduce every year, and every year you can plant new churches.
Di pamutena diajar kurikulum ieu sadayak baris diajar kumaha mela gereja, kumaha gereja lokal tiasa jadi pusat anu bisa ngahasilkeun unggal taun serta unggal taun tiasa mela gereja anyar.
And I want to challenge the leaders that are out there.
Tapi nang para pemimpin di dia.
To no longer think that somebody else is going to train your people.
Saya mikir deui yen jalma sejen baris ngalatih jalma-jalma saderek.
We believe that every local church should be a place of training.
Abdi percaya yen unggal gereja lokal kudu jadi tempat pelatihan.
God wants to multiply you, not just your believers. He wants to multiply your church.
Gusti hoyong nikelkeun saderek lain saukur urang percaya saderek, mantenah hoyong nikelkeun gereja saderek.
With this curriculum, you can target next year to plant one or two or three churches.
Kurikulum ieu saderek tiasa netepkeun target taun payun pikeun melak gereja hiji atawa dua atawa tilu.
And you can start right now to prepare those seeds. Start imparting the word of God into the lives of your people.
Sadayak tiasa mimiti ayeuna oge, pikeun nyiapkeun maranehna anu ngabutuhkeun mimiti mere pangandika Gusti dina hirup jalma-jalma saderek.
Everything we do in God's kingdom, we must look to reproduce it.
Sagala anu urang digawe di kerajaan Allah, urang kudu ningal pikeun ngalobaan.
If we're a pastor, we should be training an assistant pastor to be as good and be used by God as we are.
Lamun urang teh gembala, kudu ngalatih calon wakil secara hade serta dipake ku Gusti saperti urang.
If we're a worship leader, we should be looking for those that are anointed in worship that we can begin to equip them and to prepare them for ministry.
Lamun urang teh pemimpin pujian, urang kudu neangan marana anu diurapi dina penyembahan. Nepi ka urang bisa mimiti ngalengkapan marena serta nyiapkeun pikeun pelayanan.
Our vision is that every local fellowship becomes a school of ministry.
Visi abdi nyaeta unggal persekutuan lokal jadi sakolah pelayanan.
This curriculum has not been produced to promote any denomination.
Kurikulum ieu teu acan ngahasilkeun pikeun ngapromosikeun denominasi mana bae.
We don't even want to promote individual ministries.
Leuwih teh eta embong ngapromosikeun pelayanan pribadi.
We simply want to impart the anointings of God that He's placed in the earth, that we can impart those anointings into your lives.
Dengan hayang merek urapan Gusti anu tos ditempatkan di bumi, tapi katiasa masihan urapan eta kajero hirup saderek.
Now I want to say something about the breadth of the curriculum.
Ayeuna teh hayang nyarita ngeunaan legana kurikulum ieu.
We are using many different ministry giftings from many parts of the body of Christ.
Orang make seueur kurnia pelayanan nu beda di bagian salira Kristus.
Because I believe that no single ministry has all the answers.
Sanajan abi percaya yen teu aya hiji oge pelayanan anu boga keur ngajawab.
And I want to ask you, as you are leaders in the body of Christ, to use the curriculum with wisdom.
Tapi hayang menta kasaderek salaku pamimpin dina salira Kristus pikeun make kurikulum ieu ku hikmat.
Our ministry is to help the shepherds that are trying to shepherd God's people among the nations of the world.
Pelayan abi pikeun nulungan para gembala anu usaha ngagembalakeun umat Gusti ti antawis bangsa-bangsa di dunya.
We want to empower you and to strengthen you and to help you do what God's called you to do.
Hayang mere kawasa kasadek nguatkeun nulungan sadek ngalakukeun naon anu salayu sareng panggupe Gusti.
Don't take any one teaching in the curriculum to an extreme.
Lah ngagungkeun hiji pangajaran dina kurikulum ieu.
Each ministry has its fire and an anointing from God, but not any one anointing is the only anointing.
Unggal pelayanan boga sene sarta urapan ti Gusti, nanging teu aya urapan anu ngurapan hiji-hijina urapan.
And so we don't want to go all into one side or all into another side. We want to have a balance in God's word.
Jadi abdi teu hayang anut ekstrem kanan atawa kiri, abdi hayang boga kaseimbangan dina pangandika Gusti.
And I want to emphasize a major factor.
Serta abdi hayang nekenkeun hiji faktor utama.
We believe in godly character.
Abdi percaya dina karakter anu soleh.
The qualification in the scriptures for ministry is that we live a holy and a godly life.
Kualifikasi dina kitab suci pikeun pelayanan nyaeta urang ngajalankeun hirup suci sarta soleh.
That's why we love working with pastors.
Eta sababna abdi resep digawe sareng para gembala.
Because pastors know which of their members are paying their tithes and which of their members are faithful and which of their members have their families in order.
Antaran gembala terang mana anggota maranena anu mere sepersepuluh jeung mana anggota anu satia, anggota anu boga keluarga anu tertib.
These are the people we believe that you as leaders must be raising up. We are not interested in people who just have a knowledge of God's word.
Jalma-jalma anu abdi percaya di mana sadek salaku pamimpin kudu ngagugah kenana urang teu minat ka jalma anu ngan boga ilmu ngan pangandika Gusti.
We will want to raise up people that live according to the scriptures and that live holy lives.
Urang hayang ngawangun jalma anu hirup sapadan jeung pangandika Gusti sarta ngajalankeun kahirupan anu suci.
These are the good seeds that Jesus can send forth.
Eta benih anu hade anu tiasa diutus ku Yesus.
Because if we send forth bad seeds and if the seed is corrupt, then the whole planting that we plant will be corrupt.
Antaran lamun urang ngutus benih anu goreng sarta lamun benih eta rusak, kape pepelakan anu urang polak teh rusak.
And the training of good seeds takes time. It took Jesus 3.5 years to prepare 11 good seeds.
Pelatihan kana binih anu hade merlukeun waktu. Waktu nu diperlukeun 3.5 tahun pikeun Yesus nyayogikeun 11 binih anu hade.
No single one course in the curriculum is going to suddenly make your people to be a godly, holy men and women of God.
Daya hiji kursus oge dina kurikulum ieu bisa nyebabkeun jalma masyarakat ngadadak jadi lalaki sarta wewe Allah nu soleh sarta suci.
But as you take your members and you take your leaders and your elders and your young people that you're raising up, even if you're in a Bible school and you take the people that you're training and you systematically train them through God's word, you will raise up those godly seeds.
Kokolot para pemuda anu saderek gugahkeun sok sanajan sarek teh sakolah kitab sarta mamat jalma-jalma anu saderek latih sacara sistematis ngalatih maranena ngaliwatan pangadia Gusti sarek baris ngagugahkeun binih ti Ilahi.
And so I want to challenge you to mobilize so that you may multiply.
Abi jadi hayang nangtang saderek pikeun ngagerakeun maranena supaya saderek tiasa nikelkeun.
We must mobilize. God will multiply us.
Orang kudu gerak, Gusti baris nikel ken orang.
God will multiply the word.
Gusti baris nikel ken pangandikana.
He will multiply disciples.
Mantana baris nikel ken murid-murid.
He will multiply leaders.
Mantana baris nikel ken para pemimpin.
He will multiply his anointing.
Mantana baris nikel ken urapan.
And he will multiply your church.
Kata nikel ken gereja saderek.
Commit yourself to multiply.
Kasihkan diri saderek piken ditikelken.
You must mobilize.
Saderek kudu gerak.
You do your part.
Saderek kudu ngalakukan bagian saderek.
You sow the seed.
Saderek kudu tebar benih.
You prepare disciples.
Saderek nyiapkan murid.
You train up leaders.
Saderek kudu ngalatih para pemimpin.
You use the anointings of the curriculum to impart new anointings into your body.
Saderek make urapan kurikulum pikeun mere urapan anyar ka salira saderek.
And commit yourself this coming year to plant a new church from your local church.
Kasihkan diri saderek di tahun payun pikeun malah gereja anyar tina gereja lokal saderek.
You do your part and God will multiply you.
Saderek ngalakukan bagian saderek, Gusti baris nikelkeun saderek.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan.